You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How
Good morning.
Are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've got Earth stuff to talk about today.
Earth stuff.
Good.
Nice. Right.
Now, just hang on. I ain't got a clue what I'm talking about here. I'm going to say this up front.
Really?
Yeah. Researchers in Ireland have used eggshell waste to recover rare earth elements from water, hailing the discovery as a green circular economy breakthrough.
Wow.
Just words.
Yeah, that also just immediately flew over my head. Okay, sounds cool, though.
What is a rare earth element?
Good question.
Now, I'm guessing there's a large percent of the people listening that know what that is. Mm-hmm. I don't, so it's critique time for me.
Okay.
And don't ask me any questions because I'm just saying words and sentences now.
Cool. Yep. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I don't understand it yet.
But maybe by the end of this, we all will.
I've read it four times still, I understand it. Right, the rare earth elements are a set of 18 metallic elements. These include the 15 lanthanides on the periodic table, plus scandium and yeterium.
I'm imagining...
Sounds like a Greek tragedy, doesn't it?
Well, I was imagining more like an 80s cartoon, you know, some sort of, like, either He-Man gem and the gemstones.
By the power of riterium. Anyway, they're an essential part of more than 200 products across a wide range of applications such as cell phones, hard drives, electric hybrid cars, TVs and weaponry.
Yay! Lithium vibes.
Right, so back to the eggshell thing. Researchers from Trinity College in Dublin proposed that the calcium carbonate or calcite in the eggshells could effectively absorb and separate RESs from water.
Rare earth elements.
Rare earth elements.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
So from
Sweet.
Water.
I love it when that happens, actually.
I thought you'd actually know about this because you went to university, didn't you?
Science Stella. We're trusting in you to know.
All the
science things.
That's a big...
I just did an art degree. I don't have...
they place the eggshells in solution containing the rees. So why would you bother? Just get it out. Okay. At various temps from 25 to 250 degrees centigrade for different times up to 3 months. The eggshell surface helped recover formations of a rare earth compound called cozoite.
I'm confused as to what problem degrees. You're trying to solve is my thing.
Well, is trying to get these elements without probably doing lots of horrible things.
See, it sounds like you do understand it.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
Oh, that's how it works.
You've got it.
Just read something 20
Rob
times.
Accusing Rob of understanding something.
Oh,
dare
I know.
You.
Right, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, they go up to a higher temperature, produce polycrystalline cozoites.
Aha.
And at 205, it turned into bastnaesites.
Of course.
Yep.
Now, New Zealand mines a few of them, like the vanadium and lithium.
Yes. Okay, I understand now.
So let me see if I get it.
Yep,
and
good.
You,
let's go.
Let's go. Science Stella, and secretly getting it, Rob, can tell me if I'm right. So they're using the eggshell thing to see if there's a way to get these rare earth elements out of places, things, without invasive techniques.
That sounds about right.
Between the three of us, we worked it out, and this is how science works.
That's exactly
how it works.
There's a rare earth element scientist going, you're all completely wrong.
Yeah.
Science is just spitballing and vibes in a room.
Yeah, basically. So it's not so different from art after all. And that's on STEAM education, everybody.
STEAM?
Yeah. Science, technology,
whatever
the E stands for, arts.
Engineering.
Is it maths, the last one?
Yeah,
there we go. You got to put the A in there.
We're just saying, like, learning.
Yeah, learning. Got to do learning.
So true.
We all do it different ways. I just read that. I've been reading that story for 3 days. Didn't get it till just about 30 seconds ago.
That is the concept of studying.
Nice one, Rob.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Got a poem for us today?
No, I have not, but I'm working on a special one.
Ooh. Okay, look forward to that.
Oh, God, I've really... Yeah, it's got to be good now, isn't it?
It does. Well, what song have you picked for us this morning, then?
This is a song that Sam played on the Play-Ohs on Saturday and dedicated it to you because I'm from all of us and just it's called... It's good to know the feeling you're the best because we all think you are.
Aww.
And it's tepahydri. Tepahydri. Oh, my God.
You've used all your brain to work out that science. Well, thank you, Plato's crew. And thank you, Rob. We'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
Well, some say Harlem pull up, but I know tip of Iris have played against Sam Chew in England, you understand? What you upon MC Chew and I know rest. It's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Well, I control the north, south, east and west. In London and Birmingham, I have to confess that I'm a tip of Irie who the Lord God bless. Can of money, money, me, them want to invest. Do I chant to perfection, them show interest. My voice is not deep, it's sweet and faceless. It's sweeter than the sparrow who are singing the nest. Yes. It's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Well, who the I hate, please tell me, please guess. You mention a pirate and I will answer yes. A pirate is a person who is a blasted pest. Come on, chat man lyric and him don't care less. And it's pure punk who the boy want to impress. And then the kind of girl him is a total mess. In a beauty contest, you know them will be hopeless. Pure bump on them face and them fat and farmless. The look on them face put a man under stress. But no tip of Irie have something to suggest. No booze pirate, don't give them no requests. Call me mama would I say, what a boy them what less. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Well, I'm gonna tell the people and I'm gonna tell the press. A pirate is a person, I gonna make no progress. Cause when them chopper might the boy them sound helpless. And down in West London, they try to put us to the test. But I won't say no much, I know my case is rest. A pirate is a person completely harmless. If you're punk, who the boy want thick arrest. He mangle with the cool like them mark the chest. And when you check them out, you know them pocket penniless. Them might have a couple punk down and not west. But them can't not fully clean, them one string fest. Them not eat no good food, a pure junk them digest. With I tip of Irie, no MC chest. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Well, number 10 down the street is my guitar address. And when I went to school, I used to work on a desk. The girls in my school, you know them was countless. But no sweaty girl, tip of Irie Maless. The best kind of steel man that is stainless. And most blues dance is kept in a darkness. You have to jump for joy and jump for happiness, sir. Because it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Yes, it's good to have the feeling you're the best. Well, I'm an as a human, you know me fearless. The lyric in my brain, man, they're flowing endless. And Bailey is a person, we're very effortless.
We think we should get the government on the phone. Rob's got a plan. We're just going to farm a lot of ostriches.
Yeah.
Get really big eggs.
Yeah.
And propose to Shane Jones and friends that the fast track approvals bill, which
free omelettes for everybody as well, thinking about it.
True, so many yolks to go to waste.
Yeah. You can feed people and do non-invasive extraction of rare earth elements.
Bonfa.
There we go.
Yes.
Don't point at me.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.